The Void by Sheila Kopp. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. Genesis 1, verses 2 to 3. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. John 1, verse 5. That was the true light, which lighted every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him. And the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. John 1, verses 9 through 13. I was watching a YouTube testimony of a man, can't remember his name now, who had a near-death experience and fought to stay alive on his deathbed. He said he went into this total darkness and felt his soul leave his body. But he knew that if he let that darkness take hold of him, he will be gone for good. Then he heard a thud in his bed of his body falling back into it. And that's how he knew he was having an out-of-body experience. He was in the hospital for some kind of disease that was hopeless, and he was given only hours to live. But as he lay there fighting for his soul, his only hope was his friend who had witnessed to him about Jesus Christ. He had cursed and laughed at this friend for telling him about Jesus. He did not believe in God. He thought people that believe in Jesus were crazy people. But as he lay dying in the hospital bed, the only thing that kept coming to him was that his friend could be right. There might be life after death. There might be hell too. There was this darkness he was entering in, complete darkness that was terrorizing him. He had requested for his friend to come, but he was not home when they called for him. But he knew his answer was in what his friend had. He needed to have what his friend had. To make a long story short, his friend came and talked to him about the Lord. He also led him to accept Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. He said that as soon as he finished the sinner's prayer and accepted Jesus Christ, peace came into his soul. He was out of that darkness. His friend also prayed for his healing and deliverance. The man fully recovered from his illness, and today he is preaching and teaching people about the Lord Jesus Christ. This testimony reminded me so much of the experience I've had in times past of being completely exhausted and would hit my bed without coming to the Lord in prayer first. I would go into that void or darkness he was talking about, except I'm sure his was worse. I would fight to get out of it because my body would go into a coma-like state and freeze. I would begin to have a nightmare. I cannot move. I would go into this void and this darkness, and it would terrorize me. I needed to get out. I knew God and grew up believing in him, but I didn't know him enough. I knew enough to call on the name of Jesus, though, and always he would save me and get me out of that nightmare. Thank God for Jesus Christ. Thank God that he is real and alive and so gracious and kind and merciful to us all. He will not turn away anyone who will call on his name. Today, I know how to fight that darkness and that void, that hell and evil that would try to steal my soul away in the night. I know now to get out of bed, kneel by my bedside, and talk to Jesus first. I also know now how to speak authority to the darkness and command it to flee away in the name of Jesus Christ. I am thankful to say I don't suffer these nightmares anymore. There is another void that people don't like to talk about as well. It's the void or emptiness they feel in their hearts. It doesn't matter if you're successful or even have all the friends a person can have in the world. When you feel that void, you feel like death. Nothing matters but to fill that void and get that emptiness away. You may try drugs, alcohol, being promiscuous, and living the fast life to try to fill that void. But nothing is going to fill that void except Jesus Christ. The Bible states that Jesus is life and the light of the world. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. John 1, verse 4. It doesn't matter if the void you're feeling is the same void experienced by that man on his deathbed, or like mine when you're about to fall asleep, or if your void is the emptiness you feel in your heart. I've experienced that too. Either way, Jesus is the answer to this kind of darkness. He can come and fill you and chase your darkness and your emptiness away. All you need to do is ask him to come and fill that emptiness and take you out of that void and darkness you are in. The Bible states that God is light, and in him there is no darkness. 1 John 1 verse 5. If you don't know him today and want to have him in your life as your personal Lord and Savior, you can talk to him about it. You can ask him to be your Lord and Savior and fill your life through and through with his light. Ask him to come into your life and to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you from all your iniquities and unrighteousness. He will come and save you. He will come and lead you and guide you to the way he desires for you to walk. Just believe that he gave his life for you and loves you very much and will hear your prayer. He will not turn away anyone that comes to him and ask him to be their savior. All you need to do is believe and call on Jesus, and he will save you. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. John 14, verse 6. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. Daniel 2, verse 22. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10, verse 13. And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. Jeremiah 29, verse 13. Prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for you. Thank you for coming into a world that is filled with darkness and shining your light in it. Thank you, Savior, for giving your life at the cross and setting us free to be your sons and daughters today. Today, we can live a new life with you where the darkness runs away and our voids are filled. You have come and shown your light in our hearts and have given us hope and everlasting life. I thank you with all of my heart, Lord Jesus, for you. I love you so much, Lord. Lord Jesus, I pray for anyone today who is desiring to know who you are, that you will fill them and shine your light on them. I pray that you will reveal yourself to them and give them hope in you. Please, Father, shine your light on them. Take them out of their darkness and their void and fill them with your wonderful spirit and set them free to live for you. Savior, I pray also for your people that you will fill us with more of you. We cannot have enough of you, Jesus. The more we have you, the more we will have life. For you are the giver of life. You are the light of the world, and in you there is no darkness. I ask that you will fill us with more of you today. I ask all these things in your most wonderful and powerful name, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen.